people, and then we'll.
Dude, I went to Fiesta Island yesterday.
You gotta save it for the cast.
Oh, yeah, this is interesting, really.
Well, we'd like to hear about your life and your family, and
don't have the depressive attitude.
Yeah,
your
you
life.
We went to Fiesta Island.
Are
yesterday.
We live?
Yeah, but I don't know if it pulled yet, so we're still. So you tell us the Fiesta Island story before we
basically
start.
Pulled.
It was for Emma's soccer tournament, and all got at the same time. And to get off the island took me an hour and a half. Literally an hour and a half to get off that little island. I was sitting there in standstill traffic.
That's
for
a
so
little
long.
Island.
So they came in halfway through that story. If you want to restart it.
I went to a Fiesta Island, and I was in traffic for an hour and a half on that little island. Can you guys believe that?
That's all fucking right. Crazy.
Honestly, I just want to say the story was good. It was better the first time he told it. The retelling, not as good.
Sorry. I lost confidence.
Yeah, it was hasty.
Second time through. Sorry. It's all right.
Third time's a charm. Go ahead.
I went, guys, yesterday I went to a soccer tournament called Beach Jam. I'm on Fiesta Island, but all the games ended at the same time, so poor planning. All the cars that I got off that little island, there's only one way. The entire time. So I was stuck on the island for an hour and a half. Can you believe that?
I think it might have been there. I could be wrong, but I think my brother went there once for something that was at night.
Yeah.
And then on the way back, it took forever to get out. The police locked, like, the gate to get out of it. Because, it's past the time you're supposed to be here.
So they locked it.
And
whoa.
He's like, what the fuck? Whoa. So my brother and, like, a bunch of people, like, destroyed the fence or something.
Whoa!
They did something.
Are we live?
Allegedly.
Are we live?
Yeah, we're live.
All
right,
so I do want to say, your first telling was better than your third. Because
the third
Rocco,
had energy there,
Rocco's,
right?
He totally upstaged you on your third telling.
Well, like, what are you supposed to do? What are you supposed to do?
Oh, sleep on the island.
Sleep on the island.
Like
okay.
Kate and Sawyer?
You leave your car and call an Uber like a regular person?
Yeah, call an Uber.
Hello. Sean uses Lyft. Whatever. Theme song.
10 minutes to downtown. It's 10 minutes too far. With my friends all say I'm crazy. Maybe I'm being selfish. Maybe I'm just scared. Maybe I'm just so big gone. When I get home, I need you there.
We just realized in 10 weeks we'll be podcast 360, and that will be a full cycle of podcasts. In fact, 5 weeks after that, podcast 365, you could watch one podcast a day every day of the year.
Whoa.
That'd be cool. I think we should have on podcast 360, we should get Anderson Cooper to be on it.
Okay.
And only playing Xbox.
See, what if Anderson
and
Cooper...
And I think Rocco should do a 360 flip on a skateboard or his best attempt.
You got better odds getting Anderson Cooper.
I think if you got Anderson to host a clip show of all the times we've shit on
Anderson.
Xbox.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Oh, you know, all the shit we've talked over the 360 previous podcasts on the Xbox 360.
I can't think of one time we've done that.
Not one?
No.
All right, well, you heard
be a
it.
Short show.
You heard it here. Anderson Silva, if we talk about the Xbox, you better...
Break a leg.
Hashtag come on. Yeah, hashtag come on Cooper.
I think there should be...
I like that.
I want to organize the Anderson Gauntlet. Anderson Silva versus Anderson Koopa. Two events.
Yeah.
Koopa Kid.
Anderson Koopa? Yeah. He's no longer King Koopa.
Bring Iggy with you.
He was King Koopa for a long time.
If they introduce a new Bowser character, like Bowser's...
Can I talk about the Anderson Gauntlet, please?
And it was Anderson Koopa? Oh, sorry.
You know what? Forget it.
Don't be so... No, tell it.
No.
Don't
I forgot what I was going
to
say.
He put the halts right on the...
Tell the story.
Joke train.
I've been on your side. I want to hear it.
I was always on your side.
They see who can do a better interview... And then they immediately fight each other. It's two events. Who's a better interviewer? Who's a better fighter? Honestly, you're probably thinking that's stupid. Anderson Silva would destroy Anderson Koopa. But let's not forget, when Koopa was sent to Haiti, he basically turned into Super Koopa.
Remember that.
Anderson Koopa was fucking lifting up houses and pulling bodies out of the rubble.
Yeah,
true.
And he was taking all the fucked up shit and just throwing it single-handedly into the ocean.
True. Did you guys hear about sitting in the rubble? The guy... Who was pulled out alive today in Nepal. He's 101 years old and survived 5 days.
No.
Holy
under
shit.
Rubble.
Under rubble. And survived. 101.
Damn.
Crazy.
And I did hear about that. And the first thing he said when they pulled him out was, I'm too old for this shit.
And he was. They clinically discovered that.
Real talk.
103.
Real talk.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
Nepalese.
if you're 101 and you get pulled out of rubble after 5 days, you're fucking invincible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, sign up for skydiving. Yeah. That guy, he's ready for extreme sports. Take that guy, put him on the street luge, put him on any X Games competition. He's going to win.
Let him fight Anderson Cooper.
Make him fight King Koopa in the octagon.
Is Anderson Silva a silver whatever? Silver. Is that a fighter?
Anderson Silva is the spider.
Because okay, I just the said spider.
He's the spider.
He's the guy who broke his leg that one time.
Oh,
he's the spider.
Okay,
he's a leg snapper. Spider.
Got it.
He's a UFC fighter who was good, but then broke his leg. He practices and it was hard to watch.
Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
We got actually serious stuff to talk about. I think
we do. Oh, yeah. Oh. Okay. Yeah. Okay. We have. I have an apology to make. We need to issue an apology. Yeah.
And we don't do this often. Apologizing is hard for us.
This is a comedy show, basically. And we make a lot of jokes. But sometimes we talk out of turn. Okay, we speak about things that we probably shouldn't be talking about because we're not, you know, informed. And we're not really... Sometimes we make jokes about communities that we don't really have all the facts about. And we kind of spoke out of turn last week. And I just want to apologize to anybody out there. If we made you think, or if we made it seem like the Joker was going to have tattoos in the new movie, I'm sorry. That was not the case.
We didn't mean to. It wasn't the case.
Wait. Hold on.
Yeah.
Wait. Let me get this straight. The people out there watching thought that was the real photo?
I think they thought that was the real photo.
Look, yeah, that was...
They were convinced.
The promotional photo came out, and we got all, you know, hot and bothered about it. But we were... Pardon my French, fucking stupid.
Yeah.
We were fucking stupid.
We were fucking stupid.
I'm fucking
stupid. Because then the day after our podcast, the press release struck again that Jared Leto photo was not how he looks in the upcoming movie.
It was just a tribute of the 75 years the Joker's been in the comics.
It was just a tribute.
I want to specify, it was a tribute photo, all the tattoos on him, it was just a tribute photo and not at all in any way.
Tribute.
It was not in any way PR backpedaling on a... ill-received photo of a character in a movie.
And if you think that you are an idiot, and you're just as fucking stupid as we were.
Yeah.
Because it was a celebration of the Joker, guys. 75 years of the Joker, how else do you celebrate that?
I can't think of one way.
Other tribute. You make your own Joker and you put tattoos on it, and it's a tribute.
It's a fucking tribute.
It's not the greatest photo in the world.
It's a fucking tribute, you fucking idiots.
Yeah,
just like us.
Just like us.
We
made a mistake.
We are all fucking dumb.
So if you thought that officially released photograph of Jared Leto's Joker was real, then you're fucking stupid just like
us. Just like we're fucking idiots.
And I know how you make the mistake, because the director tweeted the image and said it was real and it was from the new movie. Yeah. But if you thought that was true, you're a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Just like us. We are too.
So
it's
stupid.
Okay.
We're so stupid. And we just gotta say, I'm sorry to DC that I'm so fucking stupid that I thought your picture that you tweeted out was real.
Yeah.
Because I'm just so fucking stupid, I don't know what to think anymore.
Me too. I'm on the same page.
So I apologize.
I'm that fucking brain dead dumb that I thought that was real. Yeah. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Fucked up.
It's okay.
How stupid we are.
They released a photo of the rest of the cast.
Oh!
You didn't see everyone.
Oh!
But hey!
Wait.
Do not jump to fucking conclusions.
Yeah.
I haven't heard official or not. That's all I'm saying.
I don't know. Uh-oh. Is that real?
It might just be a celebration.
This could be another
trip. And hey,
tribute.
If you're talking shit about a celebration, I don't want you at my party.
Yeah.
Okay.
Was the Joker in that new picture?
No. We already saw a picture of the Joker, Sean.
But that's not him.
But it's not real.
It's a tribute.
And you're acting like a fucking idiot
now. I'm sorry. God, so many times.
I know
that's
that,
official.
I know that what they're doing is saving the real Joker for a big reveal and not just throwing him in this big group photo. Not because they're trying to hide him and, you know, backpedal and save their image on something that was not received well at all. No, they just want to save it.
Well, okay, you can't not receive a celebration. Hello. And since we're already celebrating, they just gave us, you know, 15 other characters that you don't give a fuck about just so we could stop celebrating for half a second.
Right.
okay? Life isn't all just celebrations.
Yeah. And maybe they will announce that the photo is the Halloween Horror Nights cast photo outside of Knott's Berry Farm, but who knows? I think for it could be real, it could not, but just don't be surprised if you're a fucking idiot. Right. Like us.
Now, when that tattoos? Trailer comes out, right. I hope it's a trailer and not a tribute.
It could be a tribute.
It could be a, tribute, be a tribute, and I don't know. And when the movie comes out, that could be the tribute too, and I don't know.
It could be a tribute.
Because I'm fucking stupid.
You're a dumb fuck. Yeah.
I'm too dumb to know what is or is not a tribute at this point.
Yeah.
So.
But what are you going to do? What can you do?
I'm sorry.
So there's our apology. We're so
there's
sorry.
Our apology. And I actually want to, we can move on from this subject. We've talked ad nauseum about it. But I want to move actually past that and go a little further back into our history. I do feel bad about something as well. There seems to be some confusion. About 8 years ago, we released a video entitled The Haunted Wii. Some people said it was our worst video to date. And I got to just throw it back at you guys. That video was a tribute.
Yeah.
It wasn't a Mega 64 video.
That wasn't a video.
It was tribute to all things Supernatural and all things Nintendo.
Yeah.
If you thought right. that was an actual video we released 8 years ago.
Joke's on you.
Joke's on you. Mm-hmm.
I think it showcased the
jokes
little scar on that Wii.
Hush.
Tribute.
Tribute.
This is a tribute to last... You need a fresh one?
It's just a tribute. Just
a I got
tribute.
It.
That's a tribute to what you did last week.
So that's
it's
just,
not
look,
real. It's
for the
tribute.
Record, Rocco is checking to make sure it does say tribute.
Right now,
don't worry.
Well, it says it in Japanese, but it is yeah, there.
It does say tribute.
It said
so
tribute a second ago.
Don't.
It got wiped off a little bit.
Don't say that it was real. The joke is on you. And we might release, I'm letting you know right now, we might release something else that you think is a bad video coming
yes.
in the future.
In the future.
That, too, will be a tribute.
That's a tribute.
And I'll let you know when it is, you idiots.
Yeah. We're too fucking dumb to know the difference, though. So
and so are they, apparently. We're all dumb.
Oh, yeah. My God.
So
where does that leave us on the Joker voice? Is that real?
That's
I don't
real.
Want to use it.
That's
though.
Real because
that's
what else
real.
Could it
well,
fucking
yeah.
be? It's so
I
scary.
Mean, if that's a tribute, then it's a tribute to my nightmares because it's
yeah.
so. I mean,
yeah.
we don't need to use it.
The
again
fact that you
on
even mentioned
podcast.
Joker voice, I'm suddenly getting flashes
I wish
of a,
you wouldn't
of a 30 Seconds to Mars concert.
Oh.
Oh my God! And Jared Leto's looking at me.
Oh no!
And he's staring me in the eyes.
What
and he's
mean?
Sounding like the fucking Joker.
Oh,
ah!
Fuck.
Oh God.
Does he have those tattoos still, or
I don't know?
It's was that just a
Garrett,
tribute?
Garrett, it's just a tribute.
Oh, fuck. See, okay. I'm so fucking dumb.
You thought it was real.
I know.
I know. You are dumb.
Well,
it's okay.
Well, shit. Thank you to our sponsors this week. We're sponsored by LootCrate.com. Go to LootCrate.com.
It's not time for that.
/Mega64, and you'll get a box of great stuff. Last week, we got some rad stuff. We got some Game of Thrones USBs. We
that.
Got some bow ties. So order it, and you'll get
Botox
some rad stuff.
Too.
Yeah.
And Botox.
And
do they have
hey,
that?
if you're out there and you say Loot Crate sucks, and you don't like Loot Crate, and you think they send you shitty stuff, I got news for you.
Yeah.
Loot Crate is a fucking tribute to cool things.
Every month,
okay?
It's a different fucking thing.
Tribute.
Okay?
And if you don't believe that, well... I don't know what to say. You were the idiot.
Yeah.
Not them. Okay?
You're as fucking dumb as us.
And if you thought the Hunger Games was fucking stupid, I got news for you. Guess what Katniss is celebrating
what?
When she says, I am tribute.
Oh my God in heaven.
Batman.
She's a DC yeah. fan.
She's
holy
fan.
Shit, she
yeah.
is.
She's
the
Suicide
ultimate.
Solution for sure, man.
She's into that.
She's, if you win the Hunger Games, you get to see
Randy
Suicide
Rose.
Squad. That's,
oh my
spoiler
God.
Alert, that's how that movie ends.
In the cornucopia, there's a copy of the advanced
There's
copy.
A scene after the credits at the end of Hunger Games, and she gets a ticket to Suicide Squad. And she's
nice.
Fucking hyped.
Fuck, she's yeah. fucking hot, too.
There you go.
There you go.
But what the fuck would I know?
Thanks, criminal.
I'm a dummy.
For the audacity.
We also are sponsored by Kickapoo Joy Juice. Drink a Kickapoo. We got some flavors here. We got the original Fuzzy Navel, and we got the Malibu on deck. So, fucking good ass sodas. Go to Amazon. Get them there.
Now, do we have to keep that one? That's an empty can. We have to keep that on the set because we've drank them all?
I think that's our
no,
favorite.
We got
more blue.
Well, Malibu's gone.
See, that's my favorite flavor.
That,
Malibu's gone.
Well, Fuzzy Navel's still good.
Yes,
I was
still available.
Right
Hell you yeah. can get your Kickapoo at, follow them on Twitter at DrinkKickapoo and go to drinkkickapoo.com. Find out where it's stocked. You can order from them. Or like you were saying, get it on Amazon. Either way, it's good stuff.
Or get, you know, alternative. And I'm just getting weird now. Get a bloodhound and just pour Kickapoo all over its face so it picks up the scent and the dog will find the Kickapoo
that's
for you.
The whole
now,
supply.
Hold on. If you think that's a shitty thing to do to a dog,
yeah.
what Derek said was just a tribute to the movie The Fox and the Hound.
Hello.
It was an emotional movie.
Hello.
They get split apart.
It's awful.
So respect
Eric,
him.
Eric, are you okay over
and
there?
Please drink a Kickapoo. Thank you.
Now, here's the thing.
It's like a teach
here's
a man
the thing.
The fish scenario.
You need to pick the flavor you want, and you need to dump a full can on the dog's face, or else he won't pick up the scent.
Every last damn drop.
Get a big case, but save the last can so you can re-up. Okay,
right. That's your insurance policy.
That one's called that one's called the Lucky.
Mm-hmm. Check out. When you open the pack, you turn that one upside down.
Yeah.
That's what you do first before you drink it.
And, okay, I'm confirmed, but I have heard stories it works better if you shake it up a lot.
Yeah.
And then you just open it right up into the dog's face.
Yeah. But make sure it entirely...
But again, that's unconfirmed. We
all
don't
up into the dog.
Yeah, but that's like a life hack. I read that somewhere. Unconfirmed. Try it for yourself.
Sean,
try both ways. Let me know which works faster.
On Tuesday, make a parody cover, Save the Last Can, and it's Julia Stiles with a can of Kickapoo.
And she's dumping it on the face of a bloodhound. Thank you, Sean.
Or like shotgunning it right
No, she's dumping it. She's with the Bloodhound gang. And
oh, yeah. Evil Jared could be holding the Bloodhound dog.
Yeah. He's holding the hound from Fox and the Hound.
Yeah.
Thanks, Sean.
You're welcome.
It's a tribute, guys.
I'm glad I could help.
Get a fucking...
It was just a black screen with a question mark on it for a long time.
It's just a tribute to 75 years of Kickapoo.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
We also are sponsored by Sumo. Go to SumoLounge.com.
We do two up front and we do one later.
Keep going. And we're not allowed to curse.
We're learning. We're learning.
Sorry.
Now we have now we have no sponsor for the end
of
the show.
I'll censor that swear.
Good.
Okay. Moving on. What's next on our
we're
list?
We're not banned.
Hey, this week we put out actually a brand new video that hopefully most of you have seen at this point. New video, SWAT or Not, just came out this week.
It did.
Really interesting reaction. I was really blown away how many people really sent in some nice stuff.
Yeah, they like that video.
About this
All-star video. All-star cast, man. You got everyone, I think, but Brian.
I didn't realize that, yeah.
There's a lot of us in that video.
Yeah. We did get,
it's cool.
We brought out the full crew. Except for Brian.
There was even a point.
Sorry, Brian.
We even filmed with people who aren't in the video. This video went through a lot of different kind of permutations. This is a video that we've been working on a few other things, kind of bigger projects going on, and this was a video that we kind of did in pieces in between other things. So it was kind of like, okay, well, we have a spare day. Let's do another scene for SWAT or Not. Okay, great. And so we would do that, and then we'd kind of bounce back and forth between that and other stuff. And at one point, this video kind of has goes off into a strange direction for the ending. At one point, the video actually went on, it kept going further and further and further. And it didn't just stop at Law & Order, it actually went on to where my parents were watching Law & Order, and they said that they missed Lassie, and then it became an episode of Lassie, and then a dog started talking. It just went on and on and on and on.
It got weird.
And, but this video, we kind of sat on for a while and we just kind of kept looking at it and it was kind of like, does it need, we kept saying those layers were going to be there at the end, but it's like, well, we're talking about them, but we're not really laughing. Maybe we just need to shut up here. We ended it with the Law & Order thing, which ended up just being kind of a non sequitur, like, what? And I think that ended up being better, as opposed to it going on another minute, not having to do with anything. But anyway, that's my take on that.
Yeah.
But I did not know what to expect, because I had seen it so many times by the time we uploaded it, that I didn't know anything about it. I didn't really... Honestly, I wasn't very kind about it.
You were
telling me you weren't happy.
You were like, this fucking thing is almost done, and then I'll upload it.
It's just a cacophony of stuff, and I had watched it so many times, I was like, I don't even know what anything means anymore.
Well, yeah. I mean, it had the production of that had gone on for a couple weeks.
It was already supposed to be up earlier, and then it was just in my head. I had run through it so many times, I didn't know what to make of it. And so I said, all right, I think I literally said to Garrett, watch this piece of shit. And Garrett laughed through the whole thing, and I was like, oh, well, maybe this is okay.
When you showed it to me for the first time, it was just like, it was a great example of what felt like improv between you two being SWAT team members. Yeah. Like, that shit's just funny to me.
That opening part of the video was when we were comparing the atrocities to other things.
Yeah.
That was improv. Yeah. And I'm sure there's lots of footage of me cracking up during that because Derek got me on Bag of Pop Rocks.
Oh my God. I knew the video was going to be good. I was really happy with it.
Yeah, Derek did tell me. He was like, you're kind of too close to this. I think he took a couple days away and said, I think this is going to be good.
I felt it was bad, too, until I walked away and then came back and I can see it with fresh eyes. Yeah,
and I never did that.
But shouts out to our buddy Frank, who actually, he came up with the whole genesis of the idea, actually. Yeah. Frank was in the video. We got him in there. Yeah, he kind of helped write that video, so shouts out to Frank. Oh, check out his channel.
Which is very rare that we have someone else write a video with us.
That's one of the first times I can think of that's ever happened.
He came down here and, he started talking about swatting, and there isn't really a good video about that.
Yeah.
And that got the ball rolling. He had a lot of really good ideas.
Yeah, but all the inappropriate jokes, that was all us. That was improv. And we had to cut a couple of them out, so there was even more. Yeah.
You think you crossed the line? You pulled
No, not that we crossed the line, but that...
It went on really long.
It just
long.
Got super excessive. Yeah. We were talking about Benghazi and ISIS.
Yeah.
And
my favorite two topics.
Those made it in, didn't they not?
No, we cut those.
Oh, shit.
But I can recall... Here, we'll do it again. Do you remember your Benghazi line?
This makes Benghazi look like Blue's Clues.
This makes all the videos coming out of ISIS look like a programming block on Nick Jr.
I didn't make it in.
No, we cut those.
Oh, fuck.
Your kids watch a lot of Nick Jr.?
No.
No? I used to watch.
Do they watch a lot of ISIS?
Disney Jr.
Not ISIS, though.
Not ISIS.
Have your kids seen the beheading that they did?
I haven't seen that.
But have your kids seen it?
Oh, I don't know. I should ask them, I guess.
Yeah, did Beckett like the cage
fire? Maybe they
cage
fire? Yeah.
They didn't see... I don't know. I didn't see that. Did Beckett see that?
You didn't show Beckett that? I didn't show him that.
Oh, but anyway, but you'll deal with that later.
Nightmares.
Having talked about it, I didn't know if we would have a behind the scenes for this video because we weren't actively shooting. We didn't have like a behind the scenes camera going during this video. Mm. But the more we talk about all this stuff, I'm sure... Everything we're saying could be put into it.
Oh,
so I think we should put that out.
One thing too. Some people notice this, but I feel like mostly this goes unnoticed in the video, and that's when we're listening to the call on the walkie-talkie.
Yeah.
Rocco has a gun pointed directly at my head, and it's even pressing into my temple.
That was another unscripted thing.
At some point.
Yeah. A lot of gun safety is being practiced in a lot of those scenes. It's great.
Who was that? Was that Beckett?
It was Beckett.
Did you have Beckett record that line?
I just went in his room. I'm like, hey, can you say this, Beckett? And he said it. And Beckett loved being the villain, so he was super stoked to do it.
Oh, that's something that, not to derail too much, but... I'm pretty good with kids in terms of like interacting with them in general. I think I am.
Yeah, you're really good.
I probably couldn't raise a kid to save my life, but theirs.
No, but kids, this is true. Like kids fucking love Rocco.
But the reason why is I always act villainous with
them.
Kids enjoy villainous stuff.
Yeah.
And I think, anyway, that's just an interesting
observation. There was a time when Emma and Becca were really young. Yeah. And they, the first time hearing, they're kind of nervous. And you walked out, and you put this huge ball in the middle of the way. Boom. No one touches that ball.
Yeah.
If that ball moves and I come back, there's going to be a problem. And he walks out of the room. So I kick the ball, and he runs back, and he's like, who kicked this ball? And the kid's like, laughing. That was awesome.
Kids love that kind of danger element.
Yeah,
so anytime he brings Beckett here, or I'm always, oh, this guy's not allowed here. I just called the police. It always becomes a horrible situation.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's just a derail. But anyway, but that footage.
Yeah.
I'm sure we could put that out. I think there would be enough that people would be interested in that. But
Kevin really shined through in that video.
Yeah, Kevin did a really good job in this video.
Good job, Kevin.
Who would have known, Kevin? Up to all kinds of cocaine addictions and...
I realized...
Was that a... Nicole, was she a dead hooker on the couch?
We don't know what she was.
We don't know why she was there.
She was a mascot.
I'm thinking,
where did hooker come from?
Well, I'm just thinking he's got cocaine, he's got a hooker, he's a
gamer.
Again,
where did hooker come from?
That's just where I quit.
Never mentioned one time.
I think the character's
backstory. Garrett, why did you think hooker? I'll tell you why. I saw her and I thought hooker.
I'm thinking if you're a... No, not seeing her. I'm thinking you're trying to spin me.
All right, retraction. I saw cocaine. I saw dead female. Listen, I thought hooker.
Listen, he's obviously a roller coaster tycoon. What do tycoons have? Tons of cash.
Right.
They have a coke problem. They obviously are not in committed relationships, leaving dead committed girlfriends under the covers of their bed.
I saw...
So she's a hooker. I mean, this is Kevin's... persona.
The way your brain terrifies me.
Here's, dude, if you ever want to step inside.
How it works.
Here's my headcanon.
Freaky Friday stuff.
Here's my headcanon.
Yeah.
He found the dead body there when he moved into the house and thought, this is the perfect mascot for my stream.
I'm with Derek.
Corpsey. And it's like a Robert Durst thing. Like, I didn't kill him, but I didn't know what to do with the body once it was there.
Right, so
and
I had to cut it up.
Well, spoiler.
Whoa.
In our video, he builds a stream around the corpse.
But he was going to cut it up.
Maybe.
Probably.
I wish I could have just filmed a skit at the Pacquiao Mayweather fight and just gone down the front row of everyone watching and gone, anyone here pay for sex? Anyone? A lot of hookers there.
Were there?
I don't know.
I saw a picture of the whole culture. The terminal at
Los
Angeles airport full of private jets. It was like nose to nose private jets.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Anyway.
I realized I probably shouldn't have worn my Vans, and that I didn't realize my feet were in the shot when I'm laying on the roof. Like you can see,
Sky.
Like
you should casual cop.
This guy doesn't give a shit.
In the shot.
This guy doesn't give a fuck.
Hey, first day of sandals of the year, guys.
Derek, he put them up next
to
the
light.
It's the time.
No warning.
It's the time,
dude. Look at his nail bed.
That's like the Joker's foot. You think Joker's voice is bad? Imagine how bad the Joker's stinky foot
is. I went to the beach today, and so it's all covered in like that sand dirt. Didn't even wash them.
That's why they're all dry.
Let me explain why sand from the beach is the dirtiest dirt. It's because every creature in the world pisses in the ocean, and that water washes up onto the beach sand and then solidifies
That's a fact.
So it's basically like piss dirt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then Sean walks in it
and walks
it around all
and
over the microphone.
It over the mic.
And we got to put our mouth close to the microphone.
I lick it sometimes.
We're inhaling all this piss dirt.
People in the chat are saying I said Pacquiao wrong. I've never heard it said any other way. Is it another
is
way?
Pacquiao?
It's
Pacquiao.
Pacquiao.
Pacquiao?
Yeah. Oh, Pacquiao.
Pistachio.
No, because it's Thai, and it really is Pacquiao.
Oh, yeah.
Eric?
It's not Thai
It's
at all.
Not Thai, but...
I've heard Pacquiao.
All right.
He's Filipino.
I see, when you try to convince somebody of a lie, or you think they're gullible, you go to a buddy to confirm the lie.
Oh.
But sometimes your buddy is a fucking Benedict Arnold.
Maybe that was a tribute.
I didn't know.
He didn't know you were... Yeah.
It was a tribute to jokes. That was a tribute to pranks.
Well, whatever. I'm just going to call him Pac-Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Stick with Pac-Man.
Okay.
It's because this is the number one video game.
Okay, Pacquiao.
It's Pachinko Boy. Pachuco Boy.
Pachuco Boy.
That's... whenever I mention Pachuco Boy, I try to find an image of that to put in the podcast. That's fucking tough.
All right. So this week, take Pachuco Boy, but put Manny Pacquiao's face on it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Maybe just find someone at their booth from Comic-Con 2013.
I didn't get his name wrong. It was a tribute to the boxer.
Okay, let's talk video games. This is the number one video game stream on the internet.
Yeah, okay.
Also, this is the Mega 64 podcast. Hi, I'm Derek. I always want to introduce myself.
Yeah. I'm Garrett, by the way, if you were watching and you didn't know.
Sean.
I assume that we are constantly picking up new viewers, and so...
It's safe to assume that.
Yeah, if you're new, hello, welcome to the family. I'm Derek. Nice to meet you.
You guys kind of mumbled through your introduction.
I'm Sean.
I didn't even get to mumble.
You did mumble. I fucking heard him.
I heard it, too.
Thank you, Eric.
Guys, I want you to meet Rocco.
Oh, I said that mumble. Yo, follow us on Twitter, Facebook, social mediums.
Yeah, Eric.
Scrim Scramps.
You do social media.
Whatever you think.
Follow us on Tout.
Tout around.
Tout us.
Order a Scrim Scrampy and tout us. This is the number one video game podcast on the internet. Vid games.
Yeah.
You. You went crazy this week playing video games like a motherfucker.
You go ham?
Close up on Sean. Talk about
it. You went totally cheeseburgers.
I did.
Did you go fucking cheeseburgers?
Mario Kart 8?
No.
Again? Fuck. Talked about that last week.
Fucker.
And I played... Okay, I'll be serious. I played The Last of Us remake.
Yeah. Remake, remastered.
And then I also played Monster Hunter.
Monster Hunter 4?
No, I don't know. What's the fucking newest one?
He doesn't even
know. I don't play anything this week. I'm sorry, guys. I'm busy. Sorry.
Sorry.
Fuck.
All right.
Fuck!
Can we talk to real gamers?
News. I have bad news. We just became the number 2 podcast.
Sorry. It was so busy.
Number 1?
Peanut Butter Gaming.
Peanut Butter Gaming.
Oh, no!
Yeah.
This is my fault, and I'm really
PB,
sorry.
PB in game.
But we can, but we can bring it back.
Bring it back.
If we can actually talk about video games, let's talk about some real shit.
Okay.
Yeah. Yo, I got my first Amiibo ever.
What's so funny? Rocco died, man.
PB in game.
Oh, is that his own joke?
Stupid joke. Should have said that.
I thought I entertained my
friend.
I need
to shut up.
No, it's always himself.
Look, I got my very first Amiibo. I was able to find a Luigi, and I picked it up so I could play it on Smash Brothers. And I'm probably the last person to the Amiibo party.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's cool.
It's fun.
I'm enjoying it. Yeah, now I have a leveled up Luigi. I level him up really fast.
Do you want to get more Amiibos now?
I don't.
Good.
I don't.
One and done.
Well, you know what? I would get... I don't want to get them all. I don't want to feel compulsive. Yeah, I don't want to become a collector. I like Luigi. You know, I'm not going to be opposed to maybe picking up one or two more.
Yeah, I get the ones that I think are cool. I love, like, Little Mac, Metroid, stuff like that.
I really
regret
not getting Wii Fit Trainer. I missed out on that one.
Yeah.
There are a lot of them getting reprinted that were rare for, like, Fire Emblem and stuff like that, but I haven't heard anything about Wii Fit Trainer.
Oh, great.
Yeah, anyway, but I'm in the same boat.
Yeah, and also I am still playing Castlevania Symphony of the Night, and I have entered the Inverted Castle.
Oh, yeah!
Oh, shit.
Now, I'm the furthest I've ever been in this game since 1997.
Wow.
And I am going for it, baby.
Is it hard to play?
I'm getting Dracula. It's actually so impressive the way the castle is exactly the same, but inverted. You realize the amount of level design that was put in this game is just off the charts.
Really?
The game is so effing good. Can't say it enough.
You're not upside down, though, right? This is a castle.
The entire castle is upside down.
But you're still right side up.
Yeah, you're still right side up.
Okay. I wasn't sure. Because some games, you know, you play like...
In Rogue Legacy...
I wouldn't want to play that.
In Rogue Legacy, you're upside down with the castle being
upside down. No, they just flip the levels over, and now you're walking on the roof. But it's designed so it's still a functioning platformer.
Yeah.
And... what's really cool is they stagger the level of difficulty. So the beginning of the castle is easy, and as you go through it, it gets harder. But then when they invert the castle, it's still, like, pretty it was just, like, they designed this thing so well.
They knew the path was going to be followed.
It's, like, progressively difficult. Even when they flip the fucking thing upside down, it still works. I'm just really impressed.
Yeah, that's that design, then, because they mean at the very first level of the game, it's the hardest ceiling.
Inverted.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's freaky.
So that's what I've been playing, and that's what I've been loving.
I just want to say real quick, what game do you think has the best level design? Just level design, in terms of...
Oh, for me... Mario Galaxy
2. I was about to say. I think Galaxy 1 or 2. To me, those are all extension
all the
of
same,
the same
game. But that's the most...
It has the most amount of levels where I go, how did they sit and plan this out?
Yeah.
Where, okay, 0G takes you here, then you're up here.
That's...
That really warped my mind.
Yeah, you know what? I never played that game, but thinking about it, I would have to say something like Portal or Portal 2.
Portal?
Oh, that's a good
that's
yeah,
a great
that's
one.
True.
Portal 2
just
especially.
Raw, just level design.
That's like the whole game is just the
it's
level
design.
Design.
You know, yeah, exactly.
I almost wanted to say something like Metal Gear 3, but then a puzzle game really does add so much more depth that has to be in the level.
Yeah.
Something like a Mario game, or I recently started playing Captain Toad. And that has crazy puzzle elements to the level designs to where... And it's all kind of compact and unique.
What is Captain Toad?
Captain Toad is a Wii U game that came out around Christmas time.
Yeah.
A little before that.
Okay.
And it's just... it's on the new Super Mario Brothers engine that were whatever the Wii U one was called. What was that? It's those graphics.
Yeah,
those
assets. It was part of Super Mario 3D World.
Yeah.
It
it's those assets, but... each level that you load in, and it kind of goes through like the storybook format where you just get dropped into a level, you got to find three diamonds, and then you got to find like the exit star.
Yeah, it's all puzzle based.
It's okay, all, cool. But you can free move the camera.
With the level itself?
Yeah.
The levels almost look like your zoom. The levels almost look like your Mega Mansion shirt.
They're like this kind of Escher paintings.
Floating island kind of thing, and you
That's
rotate it.
That's kind of how Fez was.
So yeah,
and Fez has good level design too.
Sure. So you'll have to go underwater to go down to a little platform and pull a handle, and then this thing will rise up, so now you can crawl back up a ladder and access something you couldn't before. And they hide the diamonds as the levels progress, like in harder and tighter spots. But there's boss battles, too, that have you blowing into the Wii U, have you, like, turning stuff on the touchpad. There's even, like, mining cart levels where it turns into Pokemon Snap. And you're looking,
your TV is
the level,
yeah.
And you're looking at a first-person like perspective where you can aim and shoot.
That's why don't they have Pokemon Snap?
That's cool.
But there's no attacks, there's no jump. It's just like kind of outsmart the enemies by throwing, you can throw turnips, but...
Oh, very cool.
Cool.
It's fun.
Captain Toad. I hadn't heard about that until you mentioned it today.
It's a fun game.
It's really fun. Super cute.
You also said earlier you've been playing The Order.
Yeah, I started The Order, 86.
Yeah.
I started that this weekend, and it's impressive. I could see how it gets a little repetitive after, you know, I probably did like a four-hour chunk of playing it.
Oh, you're almost done.
No, I think it's a 20-hour game is what I heard. I think I'm on chapter 5, so...
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know how far I'm at.
How many chapters are there? Or should you
I don't remember. I honestly don't remember.
But right. It's definitely, like, I can see why it got some bad reviews, because it's just a lot of quick time events after cutscenes and stuff. But the cutscenes and the intrigue that I have now, actually sitting down and playing it, is kind of getting me through it. It's interesting. It's really pretty. And the story so far is fun. And, you know, when it does have the shooting elements... or the puzzle-solving elements. It is a fun game. The weapons, like you said, are really cool in it.
The weapons are cool. My problem with the game was not... You know, there were a lot of people yelling about the runtime of the game, which the chat's on my side. You're almost done.
Oh, yeah.
It was a short game. But to me...
I take a long fucking time because I'm looking around in corners for...
I don't personally care how long the game is. If it feels like a complete experience, I don't give a shit if it's 3 hours. I really don't. My issue with this game was I felt like I was walking forward, hitting triangle. Okay, let's watch a thing.
Yeah, that's my issue.
A lot of people were comparing it to Last of Us because Last of Us had all these lengthy cutscenes and stuff. I don't think that's even comparable. The Last of Us would make you earn them. Like,
there's a shit ton of gameplay. You
play through
them.
6 hours of shit, and then it was a reward to get this next piece of the story.
Oh, we're at Bill's camp now.
I'm sorry, but The Order is not like that. The Order is turn the doorknob. All right, here's another thing. All right, you did that. Turn this other doorknob. Okay, here's another. It's very the balance is.
You know what it reminded me of? On Tuesday, I want you to find a picture of The Last of Us, and then put The Order over it.
Okay.
But then have The Last of Us come breaking through it.
Okay.
First. Thank you.
Like shatter.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. It made me think, like, when I started playing it, it seemed like an intro to most games to kind of familiarize you with the story. Like Resident Evil 6 started with that, where you were Leon and you were dumped into this thing that was happening. Yeah. It was kind of quick time, you know, just button press to advance to the next cutscene. So when the game started in that way, I kept thinking like, all right, and then I'm going to get the title and then the game's going to start. But then it kind of just, that happened, but it was then just more of that same gameplay.
Yeah.
So it was, it's pretty repetitive. But when they do let you shoot, it's the guns are fun.
When they do let you shoot.
Yeah. It reminds me of
Gears of War. And that right there is my review.
This sounds like a super fun game.
When they do let you shoot, it's kind of Gears of War. You want to take cover. You got two weapons. You can switch.
Are there
between.
Times when you're holding your gun and you pull the trigger and it doesn't shoot?
No. That doesn't happen.
Oh, okay. Because I was just thinking, like, if they did do that, then that's seriously
fun. I'm pretty sure there was one point where I did that and it started a cutscene. Pretty sure.
Well, they let you cutscene.
Yeah.
And
you shot out a cinematic.
Boss fights are very...
Cinema
like,
bullet.
I redo, like, mini boss fights over and over and over again because I miss the fucking QTEs.
And you'll do them over again because there's repeat bosses that they literally copy
give you
and paste.
Again. Oh, fuck.
Like, someone, like, went over, like, in different locations. It's like, that's the same animation. That's the same thing.
Oh,
yeah, it's just a lot of... It was... Their goal was definitely...
Make it
detail and pretty, and they succeeded totally.
Yeah.
But it's the rest of it suffered, and I'm kind of scared I'm wondering if that Star Wars Battlefront is going to be the same.
Absolutely.
Game. Because when we watched the trailer, hey, I'm not going to say it was a bad trailer. No. It was in-engine graphics.
I think it was a bad trailer.
That looked incredible. Really? I'm just talking in terms of like it being exciting or whatever. But it was, when it was over, it was, well, there was no real gameplay in it. So really the only point of this trailer was, look at the graphics.
No real gameplay in it.
Which sends a message.
And it was basically a rehash of the last Battlefront game. So there was no, like, new cool thing to really capture.
And they took some stuff
out of
it.
And everything they say about the game is, oh, we don't have that in this one. Oh, we don't have that in this one either. Oh, we don't have this.
I mean, you're coming with a sequel to a very beloved game almost 10 years later, and you're delivering a smaller package.
The only thing
that looks better.
I wish that they
it
did.
It looks incredible.
But we'll see.
That they have, they didn't have. I wish they did not have the ability to play as Darth Vader or Han Solo. Or I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
I was excited the last time they did that, and then I realized I wanted
they
to be
added
just
that
like
the second one.
A grunt and just be like a stormtrooper.
But you know
and
what?
Just,
in the old one, you could disable that if you wanted to when you pick your rules. That was like a reward. If you kill 15 people, you get to beat Darth Vader for like 2 minutes.
Yeah, but I just remember being other team would that, always... and then I did, and I was like, oh, I don't like this.
Yeah, it's the weird thing where more opportunities end up being worse. I am on that same page. I liked everyone being equal grunt characters, just troopers.
But
and when they factored that in, I didn't.
There was one mode where everybody could be a special character.
Yeah.
That was fun because it's like young Anakin versus Darth Vader.
Yeah,
that
was kind of just free for all.
Just a Jedi
Jango Fett
battle. Sure, it was really cool. Battlefield 2, or is it? I can't remember. Battlefront. Star Wars Battlefront 2. One of the best games ever made. I put it up there with Super Smash Bros. Melee.
That was
I thought
the first one better. Personally,
I agree with you.
But I'm with you on that.
I like the second one better. I think it has better levels. I like that you can upgrade, like when you get kill streaks, you get the purple bullets on your gun. Everybody out there, you know what I'm talking about.
This was a 360.
The purple bullets make you pop a boner.
Was it 360 game? Was that the
no.
big console?
Was it
Xbox?
It was
PS2?
I'm pretty sure it was.
It was original. The first one was original Xbox and PS2.
I played it on PlayStation 2.
The second one.
Was
also
PlayStation
2.
Yeah.
It was PS2.
They didn't. And I remember, I played Battlefront 2 extensively at other people's houses.
Yeah.
I never bought it myself because it came out just as 360 came out. Mm-hmm. And I remember I unhooked all my old stuff because it was backwards compatible. And
it was one of
the only games that wasn't.
That's right. So I must have had it on original Xbox as well.
Yeah, you did.
Wow.
Definitely.
That was like one of the few games I
ever
played on
Xbox.
That's
how long it's been since we've had something in this franchise.
Damn.
Yeah, it's been
too long. That's a decade.
I'm trying to stay optimistic because is it DICE that's making this?
Yeah.
The people that make Battlefront?
Battlefield.
God damn it. It's so confusing.
I know. But I feel like maybe, you know, it's been dead for so long, you know, since the Xbox days. Now we're starting at ground zero again. Maybe this sequel to this one will have some space battles and they'll throw that stuff back
in. I think they
in.
Took the space battles out of this one.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, maybe this next one that's coming out is we're starting at ground zero again with a new developer and a new game engine. And then if this does well, they're looking to expound on a sequel to this one.
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely going to play it.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Everything I've just said is not going to deter me
from
checking it out.
I'm bummed because I don't have a PS4 and it's like, is this the game I get a
PS4? I'm
going
to go to Blockbuster. I'm going to rent a PS4.
That's a good idea. I'm going to
get
a PS4 at Blockbuster.
I'm going to get the 5-day special.
Yeah. Cool. All right.
I loved working at a Blockbuster in the era where you could rent consoles.
Yeah.
Because I got... because they would... they would order so many when they would come out and not rent the... Like, people didn't rent the consoles that much.
No.
And so they would get, like, 3 GameCubes and then go, oh, we don't have any use for these. So then they would sell them off for, like, $30 at a time where they were, like, $200. Oh, we're just selling them at cost to get rid of them. And so as an employee, I was like, okay, I'll take a second GameCube. So I had one downstairs, upstairs, like, for $30.
Yeah, for $30.
Hey, you give a shit.
And you're like, hey, they're getting rid of a DVD player right now. It's $5. Do you want one? And I was like, yeah.
They would sell electronics like that.
Talk about that. DVD player.
A DVD player.
Is that your first
IRS
DVD? I think it was.
My personal DVD player.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
My dad had one.
PS2 is my first
this
DVD
is,
player.
Now Sean could watch all those pornographic DVDs.
ISIS DVDs.
Yeah.
All my ISIS DVDs back in 2000.
Yep.
You were ahead of the curve.
Yeah
sure.
Original prankster.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
OP.
But anyway, yeah, I'm going to check it out, but I'll be very curious to see what happens with that. And I was telling Eric, I'm very curious to see what E3 is going to be like this year. I really don't know what to expect. I have a feeling it's going to be a lot more just, like, honestly, like, this is, maybe there's some fanboy part of me that's the reason I feel this way, but I feel like I'm not, you guys tell me if I'm wrong, I feel like I'm not hearing about Xbox.
Am I crazy?
Maybe I have to.
No.
I'm really trying not. I have an Xbox One. I feel like PlayStation and Sony are constantly pushing things at me. Hey, check this out.
Yeah.
And same with Nintendo. Nintendo Direct. Check this out. Hey, we're going to bring this game to the United States. Hey, we're going to. I don't hear shit about Mike. What's going on?
Get on your Bing.
I think that they're trying to figure out what the fuck they're going to do now that Destiny has cooled off.
I just don't.
Yeah, what else they have? PS4 at Destiny.
I'm not trying to sound like.
Shit, you're right.
I just.
What have they got?
Dude, they had Dead Rising at launch.
Oh, Gears of War remake. Gears of War remake. Hey, I'm a huge.
Halo.
There's talk that they're going to do a Gears of War remaster.
Yikes.
I'm a huge Gears of War fan. I don't need that. Plays fine on 360.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't look at it and I go, man, I wish this was better.
That's what it is. They're promoting the shit out of Halo Guardians. But
yeah,
but that's something that we don't.
Halo 5?
I was thinking about that. That's the first Halo game. I'm not going to play because I don't have a console to play.
Yeah, I have it. I'm just disconnected.
Halo 4 was good.
Yeah, I would not.
Yeah, I had fun. I don't either. Know.
I would definitely get the PS4 way before an Xbox.
Yeah.
And even D4 was coming. Apparently, is officially coming to PC now.
I'm excited about
that. Hey, that's one game. I'm not into playing stuff on PC. I don't do that personally.
Play that game on PC.
Play that game on PC.
That's where it needs.
I can't stress that enough. If you had a pointer mouse with it,
beautiful.
Awesome. There's some games that are better with PC. Frankly,
you know, we did promotions for D4. We got to check it out, and it was just. Strange. It was new.
Obviously, the Kinect. It was. And then you could switch to a controller if you want.
But then that was slow.
It was just you're controlling what you would have done with your arms. So you're just moving a cursor around.
I'm imagining having a mouse. Perfect.
Yeah,
a mouse would make
that game better.
I'm gonna stay after at work and play that like over the course of a week or so and just beat it in one go.
Yeah, it's great. How many chapters are out?
All of them for Xbox?
On Xbox One, yeah.
Yeah. There's two chapters?
I think so. I'm not sure how far it got. I think
two. Rabbit Zapatero.
Is the PC release going to be just chapter one, or are we getting, like, here's the final game?
I'm not sure.
Huh.
Right.
Exciting.
Any other video game news to talk about?
No.
New Dragon Ball show is coming out.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
We all think about that. Start with Dad. Dad, what do you think?
I'm going to be real.
Yep.
Okay. And that's dangerous. Dangerous to be real here sometimes.
First of all, can I just say, you look like you've already gone Super Saiyan.
Thank you. I think that's good.
Super Saiyan Sean.
Yeah. I hear about Dragon Ball a lot in my life. A lot when I'm at work. And I heard this show is coming out, and I thought to myself, I'm going to hear about this so much more now. It's fucking Dragon Ball. I'm going to hear about it. I'm going to hear about the new toys they're going to make for the show. I'm going to hear about this new print they're going to make for the show. I'm going to hear about what this character did in the show.
You're not going to hear about that from me.
He's getting real.
I'm going to fucking hear about it. So that sucks. And that's what I thought about the Dragon Ball.
How does that suck?
Because I don't give a shit.
Are your kids like that?
The thing you made a video for?
Justin knows.
Doesn't Beckett like Dragon Ball?
No.
You should introduce him to it.
Yeah, he'd love it.
Why would I introduce him to a show that I have no interest in watching?
Because it's like one of the coolest shows ever, man.
As a kid, man, he would love it. And then he'll probably grow up to be cooler than you because he likes Dragon Ball.
It's probably, honestly, the greatest combat animation production ever made.
Probably.
Yeah.
Like, you'll find no...
Did you even consider that?
I did it. And I
you
know...
You'll find no better fighting in any
probably
hates
animation. Me because they all love Dragon Ball too. But I don't care.
You know, one of the...
Luke's really excited. Luke's super stoked. I don't care.
Whoa,
it's not for me.
It would have been nice to make another video about it.
I would love to make another video about it. But I told you guys...
Can I be...
I told you guys in the moment when we made the first video, I don't get these jokes. Yeah. I'm doing this, but you have to write it because I don't know why this is funny. I'm happy to do this.
And we wrote the shit out of it.
And it was fucking funny.
It was great.
It was great. So let's do that again. I don't hate it. I'm just saying you should love it. I don't want to hear about it anymore. That's not hating.
That's not.
It
puts
stop.
Food on the dinner table.
I know.
You're fucked.
I fucking know I'm fucked. That was the point.
This new one takes place after the defeat of Boo. We're in the 10-year time gap still.
Make eye contact.
No, it's not
Make
clear.
Make eye contact.
It's, right, it's not clear after. Look at me. It's not
Make
clear
eye contact, Sean.
If it's after
Sean,
Battle
you're
of
really
Gods
bad about making
and
eye
Resurrection
contact.
F.
Is it before? It's not clear?
It's not clear if it's before or after okay. Resurrection F.
This way?
But,
eyes over here.
Not,
trying to have a conversation.
Not looking at me. I'll keep talking to
trying
the
to have a conversation.
I don't know why I won't do you
anyway,
the justice of just kind courtesy to look at
so it. So it's not clear yet
you're
what...
talking to somebody you're supposed to make eye contact.
Yeah.
When specifically, but... Or if you'll, you know, if you'll see, like, Super Saiyan God, Super Saiyan Goku. Or,
we don't know if he's
or any kind of form,
not.
You know. We don't know what exactly they're going to showcase. But Toriyama is on board. Yeah, Masako okay. Nozawa is playing Goku again. And,
That's and Rocco talked to her.
Yeah,
can
I
we
did.
Can we hear
he
that
did.
Story
at
again?
The theater? I did.
This
get
is
to
the
ask
most impressive story.
The single, singular question asked at Q&A at the end of Resurrection
Sean,
F.
Only one question.
I
was
looked
asked.
And I said, "This question is for you, the Gokus."
This is relevant to Sean.
I said, "What defines Goku as a character? Why does Goku stand on his own as an iconic anime character, surpassing all other anime characters?" And
so such a
she
thoughtful
said,
question.
She said, "Goku is everyone's friend."
You
exactly.
know this.
Everyone
exactly.
laughed.
So why are you mad?
Exactly.
I'm not mad.
But here's the thing.
That's, you just said you,
you
were.
Know, Sean, you knew that.
Sean, real quick. That includes you.
He's your friend.
You're part of everyone.
That's great.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm excited.
Why are you gonna be Goku's friend?
That's what I wanted to hear.
I can't fucking wait.
That's what I see. That's what I was waiting for. Just waiting for him to admit it. That's it. No, what I wanted to say was funny about the new Dragon Ball series is I remember when the first new movie came out after years of no Dragon Ball,
yeah.
Battle of Gods came out, and all I saw were people posting this fucking fake meme image on Facebook that was somebody MS painted over the fucking poster of the movie. Huh, Dragon Ball Battle of Gods was such a success that animators in Japan have announced 200 new episodes of a new series. Dragon Ball Z is returning! And it had some fucking kid going like that. And I couldn't... I mean, it was like, by the day, dozens of people posting that. And it's like, you know, this is fucking fake. This is fake. What? Why would this not be mentioned on any website other than your friend's Facebook? It's
Rocco.
Fake.
It was a tribute to Dragon Ball.
Even I knew that.
Fucking dumb.
But anyway,
AF is real. It's
a
tribute.
It wasn't real. It was a tribute.
You can buy it on Amazon.
Well, regardless, that was fake. Couldn't get people to stop posting it. Now there's a real new continuation of Dragon Ball. Can't get anyone to believe it. Like, I look on Facebook, there's no one talking about it. It's like, do you guys realize there are new episodes coming?
They think
it's
a tribute.
Yeah, I mean,
well,
no,
they know that it's not a tribute, so there's no point in spreading the news.
That's true.
Oh, you're right.
It just
are only
blows my mind.
Interested in tributes these days.
You only repost tributes.
It just blows my mind. It's going to start airing in July, and people are going to go, "What's this?" So I can't wait for that.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean Sean.
Are they going to have, like, day one distribution, Funimation?
I don't know. No one's,
on their
no
app?
One's said anything.
You constantly ask Rocco really in-depth business questions about companies he would have no idea about.
I just
like
figured, you know, he's like in the know.
And features.
Dude, Rocco, he knows some people, though, you know? He's like an insider guy. He went to fucking Celebration. Did any of us go to Celebration?
Okay, look, I think you buy a little bit more of his bullshit than I do.
Yeah.
I see through the bullshit.
Yeah, we see through
it. I don't ask those questions because I know it's all bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
See, he tells me some things.
Yeah, we don't believe it. It's his tributes.
He's feeding you tributes.
Fuck.
He's feeding you tribute.
God, I'm so fucking dumb.
Tribute. Just like us.
You're like a tribute lover.
Anyway, I'm excited about that. Dragon Ball Cho, that translates to Dragon Ball Super. So I'm
excited
about
that. Actually, I think it's just you're mispronouncing Dragon Ball Show.
It's the Dragon Ball Show.
The
new Dragon Ball Show.
Sean, what's the theme song for the Dragon Ball Show?
Well, you're saying
it's the Dragon Ball Show.
Like Margaret Cho?
Welcome to the Dragon Ball Show.
I hope the theme song of the new Dragon Ball is, "This is the Dragon Ball. Toriyama approved it. They called me up and said that I should write the theme song. The saga's halfway finished. How do you like it so far? This is what you get on Dragon Ball Cho." And it's Cell on piano. "I've absorbed the powers of all great piano players."
All right. This guy just took my joke and
ran.
Made it better.
Ran with it.
Hey, Rocco. Good ass joke.
I feel like I feel like a home invasion just occurred.
I gathered up.
You remember how children? The like? I feel like I just experienced the first scene of The Crow. Like I'm there with my girlfriend. Something magical is about to happen, and then all these criminals just burst in
and make out with your girlfriend, and then murder and
throw
up.
Me right out the window.
Fucking and then
out
you the die. Window. You shoot right. blanks and you die.
That's and right. Then the but I will come back playing. From the dead and get my revenge on Rocco. Mark my words.
I gathered up the energy of your joke and I spirit bombed it.
We all saw how The Crow ended. Rocco is the long-haired mafia fuck, and I am The Crow. And I'll come back from the dead to get you.
This is Blanks, right?
Oh, Chinese mafia.
I will be triads. Back. I, The Crow, does is not. What they think? The Crow. Triads. The Crow never stays gone dude, for too long.
Cross the triads, they kill you and your whole family.
This week's this podcast is brought to you by The Crow, City of Angels.
This oh, the
is
sequel. The
Dragon Ball the show. One. It's not the Ball Dragon show. It is my favorite show.
That's Tom Speaking Green. About Dragon oh, Balls, fuck. I got confused. How yeah. are your vasectomy holes?
Speaking about Dragon Balls, those things dropped to the floor yet?
No, yeah. good.
Are you dragging them around the warehouse?
No,
or?
It's totally good. No gauze swole? This week.
The swelling's
couple,
down?
A couple scabs, and that's it.
Scabs over where the holes were.
Yeah. Scabby well, yeah. nuts.
That's good, though. They're close.
That's great.
Scabby nuts. Nuts. Sounds like scabby a guy you don't want to hang out with.
Hashtag scabby nuts.
Now, have you got
like a pirate.
For the week is
personal
nuts.
Question. Personal question. Have you gotten an erection, like a morning wood situation? Maybe you weren't expecting.
Have you got an erection since the operation?
I got, yeah.
Yeah.
Every morning since the operation.
Okay, so what happens? Is it like scary?
He's just saying.
No. Yeah, if you have like a scary, you, no. like you wake up and you got like this scary dick looking you in the face.
But what
scared
if, of that.
But you're not supposed to activate it or anything.
You can, yeah.
Like it 2 weeks, I'm not right?
To, you're not supposed to initiate the countdown.
Yeah, no. You don't want it. What if you're accidentally having a rub down in the middle
that
of the night?
That got Kevin in the right spot.
No, it's
don't activate it's that good. Hard on, bro.
No, the hard ons are fine.
No, it okay, so
get, don't get a hard on.
How close are we till you're allowed to?
I'm allowed now. I'm allowed Ooh. To do that. Ooh. I haven't because I'm scared because you scared still, me to do it.
Still scared. Maybe scared it'll me. Come out black yeah. or bloody.
I don't know.
If you ejaculate, the scabs are going to shoot off your balls and all blood. This bad stream is going to start pouring out of the holes.
Oh.
Yeah.
So sumolounge.com, check out our sponsor.
I'll, let me just handle the God. Sponsors. I'll just
Why?
Do it. Yeah, because this is good. Good at it, though. Listen, everybody.
Whoa.
We want to thank our sponsor, sumolounge.com.
That's better than what I said.
Yeah. We're not bringing bloody balls into it. We're
you
keeping
just did
it. Clean.
You just did it.
Nope. Hey, I'm keeping it out.
We were talking about scabby nuts.
Yeah.
You said bloody balls.
Yeah.
Same guy.
I was talking about dragon
balls.
Fuck.
Go to sumolounge.com and pick up a beautiful chair. You can get one at any size. Get the Sumo Omni. You can get the Sultan. You can get the Sway. No matter which kind you choose, your butt's going to be real comfortable. Your butt's going to feel better than your nuts. That's right. Huh. And when does that happen? Almost never. So go to sumolounge.com and check out the seating arrangements they've got to offer. If you're watching, if you're going and having vasectomies on any other, if they're performing it on anything other than a sumo, your doctor is probably a con artist.
Oh, yeah.
Proper vasectomy technique. You lay on your stomach on a sumo. They come in from behind. Do the
snip,
deed.
Snip.
And then they just slide you out the door while you're still on the sumo.
And then
take home.
All you have to do is wash the cover of the sumo. They're washable. Just wash it.
Let me say
rinse
that.
Rinse off the semen and blood.
They come in from behind.
Just an unbiased
meat
critic. I thought what? That your read for that sucked. And I would have done a much better job. And sumo, I'm sorry you missed out on my awesome sponsor that I was going to throw out your way. I was going to say some really cool things. I was going to do a lot of really neat tricks, and there's probably
a lot of tricks coming up.
So neat tricks.
Next week,
hopefully, unless this guy cuts me off again.
Next week, we'll get
some
neat tricks.
I love that Sean's like, yeah, I gotta do them. Yeah, we do neat tricks.
What kind? Like,
I'll show you next week.
Like, got your nose?
Okay. I'm not showing you next week.
Not like a got your nose trick?
Don't worry about it.
He's going to throw flash paper at the end of the plug?
Don't fucking
like
worry.
David Blaine? Like,
what
you're
gonna
I'm going to do.
He's going to pull out a coin.
I'm
going to
do some tricks.
Sumo's going to be fucking stoked.
Eric going to shoot. Is Eric going to shoot you and you catch a bullet in your teeth?
Yeah. He catches a sumo in his teeth.
Fucking say.
He's going to do the trick where he makes his thumb stretch out.
Oh, weird. You're doing new tricks right now.
It's all just one.
Oh! He's upstaging
trick.
You, dude.
Neat trick.
You're going to let him do that?
Yeah. Buy a sumo.
Look at them tricks. Fucking flashy. Never go up against a trickster, Sean.
Floating there.
Whoa. Whoa.
Neat knife trick.
Sweet knife trick.
Whoa!
Neat tricks.
Derek, can you just...
I think I just bought a sumo.
Derek, what's that trick?
What the fuck?
What are you doing? Are you okay?
Not neat tricks.
Is that what you were planning, Sean? Because that's this is sucks.
Yeah, that's bullshit. Yeah. What the fuck?
I can't top that.
What is
he doing? He's
having
a stroke.
Are you getting this on camera?
Yeah.
Are you getting this
that's
shit?
That's all we have. It's just a shot of his fucking stupid hand with all of his rings.
What are you doing? He's doing the fucking Macarena.
What's up with those fucking rings?
Why are you doing the Macarena?
Fucking Neo Dracula over here.
When we were exporting all the super old footage of us as kids for time travelers.
Yeah.
There was like 15 minutes of Derek's home video footage of him in his
bedroom.
Oh, yeah! Oh, shit!
That's right! And it was Derek going...
It was him in his bedroom going...
Oh, I'm sorry that when I was 14, I practiced
sleight
of hand magic with a camera.
I think that's an Easter egg.
Like,
it's
you
an
should.
Easter egg on... If you guys have... Like, four people in the audience have found that Easter egg on our Time Travelers DVD.
But what was great is it was footage from Derek's, clearly in his room when he was younger.
Yes, you're in
and
sweat.
Doing this. No, but what's great is it's silent for, like, 2 minutes, just going with a coin. And
I didn't know that was an Easter egg. You guys didn't tell me.
No, we
didn't.
I didn't know either.
It's on there.
You found footage that was unauthorized to use.
Hold on.
I'm getting sweaty now. Yeah. I feel uncomfortable. I wasn't aware this footage was out there.
He was making fun of me.
You're not supposed to reveal the magician's fucking secrets, okay? I can get into a lot of trouble now that this footage is fucking out there. I didn't know. I could be fucking blackballed from the fucking magic community, you fuck.
You be blackballed.
Wait, I need to finish.
Who's the real trickster?
Oh my god, I'm fucking sweating here.
Who's
this
the
is bullshit.
I wanted to finish what I was going to say, though. He's doing that for two minutes, and then it doesn't make a sound, and then the last second of the video, he goes... And then it cuts. That's it.
Everyone's going to go home and watch that DVD.
That was the learning moment. I wish I could find all Rocco's fucking tapes and just pour through them.
Yeah.
Because I bet you'd find some weirdo fucking shit that's not even as normal as practicing magic.
I get why you're upset.
You're talking about a man who has tribute half written on his forehead.
This
is fucked up.
I gave Rocco my tape of old stuff and gave it to him saying, all right, we are friends. If some of this stuff gets out, we are no longer friends.
I should have wiped that
it's
video.
It's so embarrassing.
I saw that.
You were only allowed to use Jack Butt.
Was I dancing?
You're not allowed to use my...
No, I didn't see that.
You're not allowed to use my magic practice tapes.
You were pretty specific, too, about what you wanted us to look at on those tapes.
It was in the mix of
okay.
Jack Butt.
It was within me.
It was within the Jack Butt tape.
I will come back like the fucking crow. And I will have my revenge on Rocco. The crow will have his fucking revenge on this guy.
His conversation.
Load his fucking gun.
Just like the crow.
I'm gonna turn this into a three-way standoff. Because if you do anything to me, I'm releasing Boba Fett on him.
Don't worry, Eric.
Don't worry, Eric.
Yeah, but not
distributed very
don't,
well.
Eric, mention him Eric, find right Eric, now. The crow will strike so swiftly, Boba Fett will be the last thought that passes through his brain before he crosses over
That's
to the
a
other
sad
side.
Last thought.
Yeah, it is. It's real pathetic, Eric.
It
don't
is,
worry.
Absolutely.
It will come true. I will have my revenge. Like the fucking crow.
Smokes and road beers. Let's go.
Hey, I wanted to say real
favorite
quick.
Crow quote.
I'm gonna embarrass the fuck out of this guy. Like the crow.
I wanted to say real quick, to everybody asking, check out if you want to support the show, you want to support Mega 64 Podcast and the other stuff that we do, go to shop.mega64.com and we have merchandise there. A lot of people have been asking, once again, are our snapback hats coming back?
Oh.
Which is insane. We had a lot more last time, and they were still gone in under a day.
Yeah.
So...
I mean, to the point of, like, you're at capacity in the warehouse with where you can stage these fucking
hats.
Yeah,
yes.
I saw the floor was, like, maxed out.
Yeah.
So, we are trying to get more of them. We're going to try. It is even more than last time, and I hope they'll stay in stock. We have no intention of having something that you... you weren't there for 2 minutes and you missed it. I hate that stuff. We're not trying. We legitimately thought there was no way we would sell that many last
time. I think you're proving your point by ordering more in an even mass quantity than last time.
So we'll see what happens, but...
always giving someone the opportunity
So, anyway, those will hopefully come back soon. And we'll keep you posted. There are some being manufactured as we speak. But if there's any stuff you missed out on before, pick that up now because a lot of stuff will be leaving our store. Our Colossus shirt, I think, is going away for good.
I think so.
And it's only like $10 right now.
It's been years.
So if you haven't got one of those, I think that's it after this. So.
And let me say a quick thank you because, you know, I started doing merch a year and a half ago.
About. Is it really?
Yeah.
Feels longer.
Maybe a year and 7 months. Hmm. But the point is that since I started to now, the amount of orders we're getting has like quadrupled. So thank you to everyone. Obviously, we have some really loyal fans who buy our shit. So thank you very much. It's cool. I want to do some P.O. Box stuff?
Yeah, sure. Thank you, everybody, who has supported us and supported the show. And
I'm going to pass these
We'll
down.
Have some fun stuff to announce soon. We'll have some fun stuff to announce soon and more new stuff for you to watch.
Whoa,
and all kinds of stuff. This...
You know, while you're opening that, I got something that someone already sent me that
okay.
I opened.
Yeah, yeah.
A fan named Mark, a lovely boy, sent me a pocket knife.
Oh, what?
Look at that.
Is that gold?
That's gold and black.
Oh,
whoa!
Look at
damn.
That.
That's sick!
Look at that disastrous demon.
Holy shit.
Hey, legit?
I'm like a fucking daredevil
what
right
fuck?
Now.
Legit?
Go, Sean.
Brian's gonna be so jealous.
Yeah, he is. Oh, yeah, he really
look
is.
Look at that knife.
Brian's gonna be so fucking jealous.
That's cool.
That. Brian has a knife.
Yeah, but that one's gold.
Brian has a sword.
You wanna open, you want me to help you open?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be like the dream devil. Ready?
Right. Yep.
Hold the box up
the
in front
devil?
Of me.
Hold the box in front of
me. Oh, fuck. Garrett.
Here, dream devil. Here's some target practice for you.
Okay, throw it.
Fuck.
What? I'm in complete control. Right.
Dream devil needs to wake up.
The world's on fire.
Happy Easter, Mega 64. Some don't like Indian sweets, but these are my childhood favorites.
What are Indian sweets?
Mark, thank you for the knife.
Find out.
Mark wants a knife update, but I think you just got it there, Mark.
What's that box?
M-Tech Black and Gold.
We got some Indian sweets in here. Hold on. Oh, Mr. Gold Blade?
Yeah?
Gold,
you want to try?
Sting?
Here, have a...
Okay.
You have yourself a... It's got an
this
assistant.
Actually, this looks like, no joke, the knife Batman would have
in
the 90s Tim Burton.
Yeah.
Like Batman and Batman Returns.
Scorpion King style.
You remember the old Batman 1989 movie, the Batman toys, where he was black and gold?
Yeah.
And he had the belt that you could pull out with the string, and it was like a grappling hook belt?
Yes.
Love that Batman. This is
that's
style
the black and gold
in the vein of that.
Bat cut. This is from, some Turtleverse.
Turtleverse!
Oh, no shit.
He said he's been loving Mega 64 TV. And he said, from what it sounded like on the podcast, Record Store Day is a mess in California. It isn't so bad here in Boston, so I'm sitting a record that I think Sean would like. Hope it makes it there in one piece. Oh, dude, Turtleverse is awesome. And he sent some pictures of us in Turtleverse.
Oh, no way. Oh,
that's cool. A cool pick.
We gotta hang those up.
We should.
That's nice.
Dude, nice. Turtleverse
at the
is
booth.
Great.
Here's one with PAX East.
All of us, Krista made it in even. Very cool. Let's see what this
That's
is.
That's really cool. Hey,
what'd you get?
I don't know.
Is that from Turtleverse?
Yeah.
So if you didn't think Indian food was good.
Wait a minute.
Here's
is it a can?
Here's a can of Gulab Tomlin.
What is that?
Soft cottage cheese dumplings with something flavored sugar syrup.
I think you want to be the first to try. I think you want to be the first to try,
dude. I think we should do this all on its own in a special podcast.
Okay.
Is that Elliot Smith?
No, it's he got me a Decemberist Picaresque vinyl.
Yeah, that's, hey, I've heard that. It sucks.
How many fucking times do you get some bullshit toy that I can be excited
yeah,
for?
Yeah, because they're all cool.
Yeah,
there's nothing
are.
You can
and
say
that
about
is
fucking
asshole.
Lame.
Anyways, I'm happy for you. That's
cool.
Why
this is like my favorite Decemberist album, and
oh,
I didn't know they even
did
that.
You
so thank you so
you
much.
Shit on Dragon Ball. It's okay for me to do that one. It's true.
Oh, you're such a fucking asshole.
And
why
you
is
Elliot
Smith on the back?
Look, people watch Dragon Ball and get happy. People listen to that and get sad.
Exactly.
You have that.
No, this isn't sad music. This is good music.
That just is more negativity.
You have no idea what even sounds like. This is great.
Sounds like your girlfriend breaking up with you. That's what it sounds like.
No, it does not.
Yeah.
You do not understand. This is all great folk music.
Your girlfriend broke up with you, and now she's dating
someone. Thank
you
very much.
You fucking hate. That's what that sounds
Dan.
Like.
This.
I think it's Dan. That ever happen to you? It happens to me every fucking day. Oh. Fuck the Decemberists.
Hey, this package, I'm excited.
Sorry. Because
I opened it and just was blown away by what I saw.
Okay, what is it?
I saw.
Trying to snatch the car.
I actually got. I got a note about this earlier. It's dear guys and gals at Mega 64. You guys have been a constant in my life these last 4 years. My boyfriend watches a podcast at least once a day. Until recently, until recently with Mega 64 TV, I only watch with him about every other Sunday. Since the TV stream, though, I can't stop watching, and I realize so much of the humor comes from you guys. And now I know why I say "What in the blue fuck?" I guess that's something I say. I'm forever grateful. Thanks for doing what you do. So this person, this is from Becca R. Yes. And I got a note from them that specifically said, she said, I thought Kevin liked a certain kind of candy.
Oh, wow. Uh-oh.
And as it turns out, I watched it more and he was joking or something. Uh-oh. That he didn't like it. Uh-oh. I don't know what that entails. Uh-oh. But in here is,
Kevin,
we got,
this is for you.
Swedish
Fish. Oh, yeah!
Oh, they're labeled. They're labeled. Okay, so, Derek.
Fuck yeah, Sean, I love
Swedish Fish.
Sean.
Fuck yeah.
Derek.
Yeah. Two boxes.
What are we doing? Oh, shit. Oh, Kevin.
Whoa. Fuck.
Whoa. Is it, what, now, are you in? You're into these,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah.
Kevin, okay, so you, she didn't get those? That wrong.
Oh, yeah.
You're not into those, are you?
Okay, so that's for Kevin.
Oh. Rocco. Reese's two stacks.
Okay. Eric.
Eric, yeah. Are you getting nervous? I'm getting nervous.
Shit. Milky Way. You like Milky Way?
Hell yeah. That's like my favorite.
I'm getting nervous.
Fuck okay.
Yeah. Stoked.
Eric, you like Butterfinger?
I love it.
Bam. Oh, Butterfinger, nervous. Baby. Butterfinger, baby.
The Butterfinger bites you. They're the best.
That's how you do it.
Okay, wait. Now, let's see if this is the one. Kevin, do you like Skittles?
They're okay.
Oh, they're all right.
Maybe that's
right.
The one she got, because there is one for you.
Well,
so,
okay.
So here you go. Here you go. Bam. Take Skittle. It. Whoops, sorry.
Fuck yeah,
Garrett Skittles.
I love Skittles.
Garrett Skittles.
Nice.
That two for Skittle Boy.
Becca.
Becca killed it.
Becca.
And this is the other thing she gave me a note about. These are strawberry flavored hard candies.
Yeah, for
and
Brian.
And she apologized that Triple. They were for Brian, and she wrote Ryan.
Oh, these things happen.
Oh, Ryan.
We're
no
sending problem. Those to Dog Ryan. See them. Whoops.
Good catch.
I caught it.
We're going to send him to Ryan Reed.
Thank you. Hey, I got...
Oh!
What?
She went rogue. She got me circus peanuts.
Wow, that's
no!
rogue.
Oh, that's rogue. That's
rogue.
Hey, I can eat one of them.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hey, thank rogue. You. I haven't had these in so long. What's that?
You should open those.
Yeah,
you should open those.
I'm going to have one right now.
I'm dying for a circus peanut.
There's more?
There's more?
Oh, I haven't had those in forever.
All right, let me try.
Right. Oh, my God.
If anyone wants some Skittles, let me know.
No, give me a peanut.
These are only good when they're fresh.
It's like gum.
I don't think I've ever had
it's
one.
Like gum.
This is for Brian, too.
How many candies?
Oh, this one, this is Tootsie Roll Pops. They're literally labeled Sharesies.
Yeah. Huh. All right.
Sharesies.
Oh, wow. Weird.
All right. I got a note here. I don't know what this is. Yep. Don't know who it's from, but it says, it was labeled to me. And it says, read before opening. Since Rocco has been getting and destroying movies you like.
This is true.
Yeah.
I thought you might like a film yourself from Korn.
What?
Oh, Extreme Korn.
Oh, Extreme Korn.
I'm not sure. And we have, I'm going to unwrap, hope it's something nice.
Yeah. Well, you're big enough of a film buff.
I'm afraid to ask what this is.
You're a cinematophile, aren't you?
Oh.
Whoa. Derek. That's the foil cover,
dude. I got
that
one right.
That's the foil cover.
The Matrix.
Nice.
That is nice.
Dodge. Hey. Dodge this.
Dude, you should watch that tonight.
You've seen
That's
it.
Good.
You know it. It's a quotable film. I got something, I think the last box.
Oh, what'd you get?
Oh.
This is from,
Thank you. I am protesting Nestle. Though, because they're stealing all our water.
Smash. Eat it, but just don't enjoy
they're
it.
They're stealing all our California water. Nestle wants...
Just feed it to
Nestle,
a dog.
Nestle wants Mega 64 to dry up and go away.
Garrett Necco wafers for you.
Oh!
This is still coming?
Yeah, this ain't done.
This is... Oh, my God.
Eric, yeah. You like sixlets?
Oh, shit!
Oh,
right? Those are good.
I fucking
good.
Love sixlets!
Me too. Sean, milk does.
Those are white trash M&M's. Eric, would you say sixlets are white trash
wait,
M&M's?
Well,
wait. I may have cracked it.
Yeah.
Kevin, do you like Whoppers?
They're Nobody good.
Likes Whoppers.
Whoppers.
Do you like Whoppers?
Whoppers are good.
Whoppers are good.
Okay, because there is one for a box for you.
Strawberry milkshake here Whoppers are not bad either.
I like strawberry Sorry. Milkshake Whoppers. Yeah.
Okay,
a lot.
And that's. Wait, that's
okay.
It.
That's awesome.
Becca!
Hey,
thank you.
Becca, thank you. I'm having Reese's.
Well, we're on candy.
Yeah, you what? What?
Ryan Walker?
Yeah.
He heard my pleas.
What pleas?
Yeah. I said, what please, no more red vines. Booyah, black vines.
Oh!
Gross.
That's
yo,
great.
Oh, all right.
I want to smell it.
Next bucket we get, I want purple vines.
I want purple
look at
vines
that.
Too.
No.
Send us purple vines.
I'm gonna try one. Dude, they're so good.
I haven't had black.
This is what liquor
is. I gotta do a Reese's
like.
Rinse to cancel out the. Stink.
Oh, this is good.
No, it's black liquor.
No, this is fine.
Yucca pucka.
No way.
Reese's, baby.
All right. If you've never seen The Matrix, allow me to read the description on the back of the VHS box. Can I do that? Everybody shut up for a second. Perception. Our day in, day out world is real. Reality. That world is a hoax! An elaborate deception spun by an all-powerful machines of artificial intelligence that control us. Whoa. It says whoa. I didn't just add that. It fucking says
well, Keanu
it.
Says whoa.
Probably said it.
Wow.
Mind warp stunts. Techno slamming visuals. Mega kick action. Keanu Reeves and Lawrence Fishburne lead the fight to free humankind in The Matrix. The Sea and Sea Again cyber thriller. Written and directed by the Wachowski brothers. It's fucked up. They need to update this. The story sears. The special effects stake out new movie-making territory. That's bold. The movie flat-out rocks! Perception. Now, this is just perception, okay, guys? Don't get fucking confused. Perception. The Matrix is stylish, savvy, the ultimate in cyber escapism. Reality. Ditto.
Null pointer, runner.
Good night.
Stevens, agent.